Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm super excited about this week's word because we have entered into a week of promotion. Yay! We're coming up on 2/22/25, February 22nd, 2025. Come on, there's a lot of twos there. 2/22/2025. Come on, a lot of doubles and a lot of God's grace. But what's happening is we're 6 weeks away from March 30th, when the Hebrew calendar turns over to the brand new year that will begin in Nisan. Remember when God spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 12 and he said, let this be the first month of my year. Why did he say that? Because he was pulling them out of Egypt and getting ready to take them to the promised land. And so he said, I want there to be a new year. So we're coming up on the brand new Hebrew year. It's a religious calendar year in accordance with Exodus. And we're getting ready to receive the good land that God wants to give us. And so about 5 weeks prior to this, anywhere between a month before, God begins to start promoting us. And I had a dream and God showed me some warfare that's involved with promotion time. Okay. So he said, wake up. You've been promoted. Okay. And he's talking to the church because he talks to me corporately. So he's saying, listen, it's time for promotion. And I know that on the Hebrew calendar. And if you have my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew calendar, this is a time that God begins to start the promotion process before you actually step into the brand new year, which is going to start around on the first of Nisan, which is around March 30th, right in that time frame. And we're going to kick forward from there in a time of acceleration. And so it's a very, very important time. It's a time where we want to know and remember that God has set us apart. He's given us a vision of new things that are coming, and we want to see those things accelerate. And so this week you're going to start to receive dreams and visions from the Lord, strategy. Let me tell you what else happens on 24 Shabbat. The 24th day of Shabbat is God releases angels. We know this. I've been teaching this the last couple weeks, Zechariah chapter 1 verse 7, that the angels of the Lord were released into the earth. God is releasing angels for your destiny. See, God has a plan. He wants to help you step into the fullness of your promise. What was promised you in 2025? You're going to start to see this acceleration happen, but he's got to promote you in the spirit before it takes place. So promotion is this week. You're going to start to see it rapidly shift into God's going to speak to you. I want you to receive this land that I'm giving you. See, God says, I'm going to give you the land. But how much do you believe that God is going to give you the land versus how much do you think you have to work for it? Okay. Or can you receive the new opportunities that God is getting ready to give you? See, some of you already know your purpose and destiny. Others of you are looking for it. So no matter where you're at in this process, God is giving you a new brick on top of your foundation. If you have no foundation, you're going to start to know and understand what it is that God is calling you to do. If you already know that, you're going to receive a new brick, which is going to give you new opportunities that you're going to start to step into. All right. So you have to be promoted before you step into opportunity. Warfare comes when God calls us and he says, you've been promoted. Then we know that there's always an enemy to confirm the promotion. Again, if you've been reading my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you know that wherever there's a promotion, there's a warfare to prove it. And so we believe now in the name of Jesus that you are getting ready to step into this brand new year. God's going to give you new land, but you've got to have eyes to be able to see it. You cannot have the eyes of grasshoppers. Remember Numbers chapter 13. When God sent the spies over to the promised land, he sent them over there and only two came back with a good report. As Jacob and Caleb. The other 10 came back saying, oh, that fruit is good. But there are giants in the land and we can't take it. Come on, there's no buts allowed in this promotion. See, God is indeed promoting you, and he's indeed dispatching angels. Angels of provision, angels of protection. Want to read about angels? Get my book on fire angels. It's called Fire Angels, The Ministry of Angels in the End Time Revival. It's a best-selling book in the Christian markets. You can get that on Amazon. You can get it from me at CandiceSmithman.com. It is a book that helps you understand the different angels, but God is assigning angels to your destiny. Do you know in Exodus chapter 23, at Passover, they had to have angels released to them to help bring them into the promised land? So that's exactly biblical. That's what God is doing at this time. So you've been promoted, or you're coming into promotion 2/22/25 and 2/25/25, okay? So there's gonna be a lot of movement here in the upcoming week. And then 4 weeks later, we step into Nisan, and that's when the acceleration comes. That's when we begin to pass, to go through Passover, and we receive the seven blessings of the Passover. So there's a lot that God's getting you ready for. But my question to you today is, do you have the faith to receive what it is that God wants to give you? See, God's not asking you to take something and work something. He's asking you to receive it with open hands and open arms. I've been teaching you this for weeks. How do you receive? So let me ask you this question. What might prevent you from receiving in this season? What might it be that you don't believe God for? Could God be knocking on your door and saying, listen, I'm sending you. I'm moving you. I'm promoting you. I have new relationships for you. I have new job for you. I have new divine opportunities that are coming. Now, why would God want you properly positioned before the calendar turns over to Nisan? He wants to begin to start shifting things so you can step into the place where acceleration will begin. Remember when he came to Moses and he said, listen, let this be the first day of my year, which is going to be around March 30th. In that, he was saying, listen, are you ready to come from a place of bondage into a place of freedom? Are you ready to step up and put a new brick on the foundation? Are you ready to believe me for the land that I want to give you? Now listen, we have to assess ourselves and we have to say, how much faith do I have? My question for you is, how much faith do you have? Where is your faith weak? Where are you not sure? Because God is stretching you in this area. He's saying, listen, promotion day has come, 2/22/25, and I'm gonna begin to move you into the promised land, but I need you to believe me. So what's preventing you from believing? Or what are you super excited about and you're like, you know what, God, I believe you, I can see it, I can receive it, I want to have it. There's no holds barred here. So you're either one or the other. I don't know about you, but I want to be the one that says no holds barred. I want to step into the plan and purpose of God. So let's get excited about promotion day, because it's coming this week, as well as angel release, angels being released in the earth to define things, to define your purpose, to give you the strength and provision. Come on, some of you, God has given you big vision, and he's going to continue to release this big vision to you. But you have eyes to receive the big vision. You know, the Israelites didn't have it. They looked at what God wanted to give them, but they couldn't believe it. They kept seeing only through their own small eyes. See, I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm going to break that off in the name of Yeshua. We're going to break off every barrier to you being able to see the blessings that God wants to give you. I want to speak to you right now and say your small-minded thinking, it has to be bound right now. And we're going to release big thinking. We're going to release big vision. God wants you to step in the fullness of what he has for you. But you got to change your mind. You got to change your thinking. You got to stop your excuses. You got to stop saying, but you don't understand, Candace. I don't have enough of this. I don't have enough of that. That's exactly what the Israelites said. They said, listen, we can't take those giants. And you know what God said? You don't believe me. And God says, you don't believe in me. See, if we don't believe God for what he's telling us to do, or telling us that he wants to give us, we're saying, God, we don't believe in your greatness. Somebody help me right now. See, this is not about whether or not you think you can do it. It's about whether or not God is so great that if he says he's going to give it to you, he wants to be who he wants to be in this moment in your life. Can you do that? Can you let God be who he wants to be in your life? Can you submit to God wanting to be God? And if God says, listen, I have so much more for you than what you can imagine. And this is what happened to the Israelites. He's trying to tell them, listen, I want to give you the promised land. And they're going, oh, but thanks, God. But, you know, you're not as great as those giants. Come on, somebody help me. Somebody help me right now. Every time you tell God no, when he says he wants to give you something, you're saying that your issue is greater than God. Come on, your issue is not greater than God. See, I serve a living God who is way bigger than me and way bigger than you and way bigger than your doubt. Come on, somebody help me right now. Because this is a time where God says, everything I want to give you in this year of overwhelming grace is so amazing. And I cannot have you look at what it is that I want to give you and turn away from it because you're too small-minded. We got to break that off right now in Jesus' name. I break off every lie of the enemy, every manipulative spirit, every controlling spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I just release you into the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for you. I declare over your life that you will see big, that you will change your mind, you'll change your thinking, you'll change your soul. You'll come into a place of mind renewal where you step into the greatness of God instead of yourself. Church, it's time for us to stop thinking small, and it's time for us to start thinking big. You want to be a change agent in the earth? You want to be a history maker and a world changer? Then you better start thinking big like God thinks. And come on, somebody help me. If you're all concerned all the time about, what about this? What about that? Candace, don't you know I don't have enough vision? I don't have enough provision for my vision. Come on. Your provision problem is a faith problem. It's not a reality. See, the enemy wants you to look at what you don't have, and that's exactly what he did with the Israelites. And you know what God did? He said, you gotta march around for 40 years until you can understand that I'm a great God, and I wanna bless you. Because, come on, let's just talk about this. The desert experience wasn't a desert experience like we claim it to be theologically. It was a time and season where they learned how great God is. They saw the signs, the miracles, the wonders. They saw God break open the Red Sea. They saw water come out of a rock. They saw quail in their front yard. They saw manna in their front yard. They wore the raiment of the Egyptians. They had gold and silver beyond measure. Come on, these people didn't have to work. They have nothing to complain about. The story of being released from the bondage of Egypt is a story about how great God is and what a great giver he is. Now I'm going to ask you right now, how great is God and is he a giver? How great is God and is he a giver? Can you answer yes to both of those? And if you can you answer yes from your spirit and yes from your soul and say yes, 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 God, you are great, and yes, God, you are a giver, and yes, God, you want to give it to me. Somebody help me here. See, you might say God is great, but then you'll say he doesn't want to give it to me, or he doesn't want to give it to you, however you want to look at it. Why? Because we have small thinking. Our eyes are small. Come on, I say, people, restore your sight and see right now the greatness of God, the goodness of God, the overwhelming magnificent love of the Lord, that he would not hold back his only begotten son, but send him to die on a cross, shed his blood, be buried and resurrected to break the curse of us seeing small, that we might step in to the next realms of vision. And vision with a promotion from God means your destiny is going to be accomplished. Come on, that's what it means. See, God says, I'm going to take care of everything for you, but I need you to believe me. I need you to stop looking at these things in your life and worrying and having anxiety and having fear. And I don't know if I can do this because of this. God just wants somebody to say, you know what, God, you're bigger. So make it happen. So I'm going to join you today in believing and ranting and exclaiming that God is greater and that God is bigger and that he has a dynamite plan for you. So get ready, write it down in your journal, 2:22:25 and 2:25:25, because this is a historic time in 2025. You have been promoted and now you're getting ready to step into the next levels of destiny. All right, hallelujah. Woohoo. Come on, share this with a friend. Someone needs to hear this. You got to get ready because, see, as God begins to release the promotion, he's going to release vision. He's going to release strategy for that vision. He's going to release dreams to you. You're going to start to see things in the middle of the night. You're going to start to feel big on the inside. Your soul's going to start to expand. Do you have the capacity to accept what it is that he wants to give you? The Israelites didn't. They only saw the pain of Egypt. They only saw the problems that they had. They could not see the hope and future of how great God is. See, we got to break that off of you right now in Jesus' name. So share this with a friend. Now listen, I want you to join me for my ascension call, which will be on 2/24/25. It'll be on the 24th day of February. It's free. It's free. Come on. Come on with me on a Zoom call. I do it at 10 a.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern. All you got to do is sign up below and we'll send you a Zoom link. You can come on, you can learn a little bit more about what are we getting ready to step into as far as promotion goes. Get out your pen and paper and start journaling now. God wants to release it. I can feel it. It's stirring in the spirit realms. Then, again, get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Learn about this time. Follow with me as we step into the month of Adar. Adar meaning a time to dwell in the secret place with the Lord. It's a very special time. Purim happens in the middle of March. Was Purim? It's the day that Esther stood before the king and she stood to save her nation. And then we roll into Nisan. So 4 weeks, 5 weeks from now is Nisan. That is the day in Exodus chapter 12 where God spoke to Moses and said, let this be the first of your year, the religious calendar year. And then journey with me in the Hebrew calendar through Nisan, through Iyar, and through Sivan, the first 3 months of the Hebrew calendar religious year. Let me tell you how it's powerful. It's going to be so powerful. I'm going to teach you so much about supernatural provision. You do not want to miss these ascend calls because God is releasing jewels. He's releasing gold. He's releasing silver from heaven. If you have too small of a mindset, you can't manage the wealth that God is going to bring to you. And that wealth means capacity. That means substance. You want your substance stretched so that you can manage what God wants to give you. And all things in the kingdom are first managed by faith. So think about joining me for those. Again, you can join us for our Dreamers Transformational Life Coaching Institute, where we've got classes that are running. We've got 101, 201, 301, and now 401, a kingdom business class. Come on, if you want to learn how to be a good kingdom coach and also how to receive income for your coaching in Christian principles. Come on, learn how to be a good discipler, but also God wants to bless you. He wants to expand your tent. He wants to expand you into all kinds of regions and territories. And so learning and understanding from us at Dream Mentors is very important. We have classes running all the time. So go to dreammentors.org and get signed up for our Soul Transformation class or our 101 class to start off. Get your credential. You can run small groups. You can take it to your church. You can use the curriculum to help bless others and to bring them to new levels of kingdom knowledge and understanding. Also, I want you to join me in May Day, okay? May Day USA. You need to go to www.maydayusa.co and you can join Jenny Donnelly and her friends. She's got a lot of friends coming out to 5 cities to stand for our children. Come on. Let's go to Miami, let's go to New York, let's go to Los Angeles, let's go to Seattle, and let's go to Houston. Come on. I'm going to be in Miami and in Houston, and I want you to come out and be with us. We're going to bless the communities. We're going to get out in the streets. We're going to stand for Jesus, and we're going to stand for our kids. We've seen amazing turnover in the United States of America with having President Trump be elected. But there's more to the story. Come on, God's got a plan for you to get out there and help transform your cities, transform your states, and understand how we can change things for our kids. Listen, I'm a grandma. I got 4 grandbabies, a 5th on the way. I'm a mom. I got 3 children. I got son-in-laws. I got a daughter-in-law. And so this is a time where we want to step into family. Come on, let's talk about family and let's bring the family of God back to its place of righteousness and holiness in the earth today. And so we've just begun the process. So join us, go to maydayusa.co. I'm also want to bring to your mind, come join me in Orlando at the a global apostolic outreach that Dr. Joshua Fowler is doing. It's going to take place in Orlando. Just subscribe to my email list and you can find out when those events are. It's going to be the first week of May also. And May is a big month. Come on, God's doing a lot. And you can sit and listen in on apostolic roundtables and hear from amazing teachers, amazing prophets and apostles that God's calling together for this fivefold apostolic meeting in Orlando. You can also go to Awake the World and awaketheworld.org, I believe it is, and connect with Apostle Joshua and his beautiful wife Lisa, and they're going to help you get all ready to come out and meet us all in Orlando for this apostolic round table. If you feel that God wants to impart to you a new and fresh anointing, you want to receive from some apostles and prophets, this is a great way to come out and learn and grow and network as well. So that's taking place, I believe, the 5th through the 9th of May in Orlando. So let's get excited. Come on, share this with a friend. You've been promoted. It's time to step into the fullness who God has called you to be, increase your capacity so that you can receive the land that God wants to give you. All right, be blessed. You're blessed and highly favored, and pass this on, and we will see you next week for the weekly word.